Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
It doesn't fill in because he did not know that you were going to fire that. So there you go.
You probably already had your headphones on when I said, hold on a second.
Oh, I did. But we both knew where we were going to hit. So we hit at the same time. You figured that out.
We have the right idea.
We did have the right
execution
idea.
It was not very good.
Good idea. Poor execution. A microphone.
That right there.
There you go.
Never admit mistakes like that.
Yeah, it's true.
Just keep going.
Now you're talking like Mark Reardon.
Hey, by the way, Trump was just up in Michigan, and he had a big announcement about how they're locking in the future of a Michigan airbase. There's been a lot of talk about whether that airbase was going to get closed, but they're going to have a jet fighter mission up there. And Gretchen Wilson was at Gretchen Wilson. That's a country artist. Gretchen Whitmer was actually there, gave him a hug when he got off of Air Force One, actually rode in the motorcade with him. And then he allowed her to speak and praised her. So she's not going to be the Democratic nominee for president. That's pretty well done.
But she didn't hide her face.
She didn't hide her face. So we do have that. You know, there's big news that's been going on. Obviously, we're talking about Trump's first 100 days and everything that's going on there. But we lost the Pope. Fred's in here because Sue's News is coming up in just a little bit. You're the religion editor over at KMOX. I'm sure everybody's asking you. I mean, being a good Baptist boy, I have no idea how the whole Catholic thing works. I appreciate that you can drink at church. That's awesome. So it makes me want to be Catholic because we can't drink at church. We have to pretend we don't drink at all. But that's a whole other show that we'll do later. Do you think there is ever a chance that there would ever be an American pope?
I would say highly improbable, but
I can see
not impossible.
I mean, Cardinal Dolan he's awesome.
Well, funny you should bring that up.
Okay.
Earlier today, as President Trump was getting on the helicopter near the White House, reporters ran up to him and asked him just that question. Here's what he was asked.
I'd like to be Pope. That would be my number one choice. No, I don't know. I have no preference. I must say we have a cardinal that happens to be out of a place called New York who's very good. So we'll see what happens.
So
that would be
President
cool.
Trump says, you know, he likes Cardinal Dolan. Cardinal Dolan yesterday was on Fox News with Martha McCallum. They were both at the Vatican. And she asked him, what are the chances of an American ever becoming pope? So here's that.
Do you think there will ever be an American pope?
Well, you have to remember, in the eyes of the world, we just had one. Because when they say America, they mean the New World.
Right.
So the North and South America. You mean from the United States?
Yes.
I don't know, and I'm not saying I have immense regard for my brothers, but I'm thinking there is, again, as a church historian, there is a bit of a wisdom that the successor of St. Peter and the vicar of the Prince of Peace on earth should not be too closely tied to major powers, mm-hmm. because he has to be extraordinarily impartial. He has to be a source of reconciliation. So you can never be thought of as trying to represent a particular power bloc. Now, I'm not saying any of my brother cardinals would, from America, from the United States, would do that. But I sometimes think that college cardinals say, you know what, there's a wisdom in somebody from kind of a more neutral place.
Mm-hmm. Could you ever see yourself in that role?
Not unless I've had too much beer.
So Cardinal Dolan is very media savvy.
He is.
He's very well-liked. And a veteran Vatican watcher that I know, John Allen, who writes for the group called The Crux, says it's just not going to happen because he's maybe too American.
Oh, I could see that.
So, there are 10 Americans taking part in the conclave. There's 133 cardinals who are eligible to vote,
number come from?
It's just who's been appointed. Apparently, the Vatican has a rule that can only be 120, but every pope kind of goes over that.
Okay.
What I understand, he appointed a lot.
Right.
And he went more minority. He appointed the most minority cardinals.
Right. There's 80% of that voting block of the 133 cardinals are from... are his appointees.
Really?
80%?
80%. Wow. 4 out of 5 of them. They're from 91 different countries in the conclave. There's 91 different countries represented. 10 are Americans. 8 are currently, in the United States. 2 are working in the Vatican. So Cardinal Dolan is in the United States. He's seen as a possible. Former St. Louis Archbishop, Cardinal...
Yeah.
Cardinal Raymond Burke.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Cardinal Raymond Burke is considered possible for the most conservative Catholic cardinals. There's a Illinois-born Cardinal Robert Prevost, who's working at the Vatican. He's considered possible. There's a Boston retired Cardinal, Sean O'Malley, who's possible. I mean, there are possibles. But it's not likely since, they're from a major super...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Power.
Should have done this as a whole other segment.
I'm talking all over Sue's
news. I have so many questions about this whole thing to know.
One day when you're here.
There you go. I'll be here all week. Tip your waitresses. It'll work out well. Hey, it is time for my favorite thing that I get to fill in and we get to do. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Sue's News.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
I'll tell you what, Fred, I didn't know half of that, so that was really interesting.
I agree.
Oh, thank you.
I thought it was very cool. What's up with you, Sue? I feel so bad when I don't get to look across the studio and see you, but I'm glad that you're here.
Thank you for that. Well, I'll be there tomorrow when I've dried out. Okay.
Assuming you're going to dry out. Let's be real.
Not that way. The other way. On this day in history, 64 years ago, in 1961, ABC's worldwide it was Wide World of Sports.
I remember
showed the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat for the very first time. So I thought we'd listen to the audio.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. the human drama of athletic competition.
Oh, it does.
This is ABC's Wide World of Sports.
Was that Jim McKay who did that?
I think that's who that is, Fred. Isn't that who
yeah,
it is?
Yeah, it is. And boy, that just takes me back to my childhood. Every Saturday afternoon, I would watch Wide World of Sports, and I would cringe every time I saw that skier
exactly.
go off the ski lift.
The agony of defeat as he goes flying off the jump.
Yeah.
And you can find that on YouTube, because I went down the rabbit hole of this today, because I had the same experience. I'm like, ooh. Oh, can you remember that? P.S., that audio makes it sound like it's, 100 years ago.
It does.
But I'm telling myself that it's only from 1974 and that wasn't ancient. It was just somebody recording poorly. But you can look up on YouTube and see the actual skier do that and how they were calling it at the time. And they're just like, oh, baby. Oh, yeah, it was bad. The agony of defeat. And then on this day in history, 44 years ago in 1981, Van Halen released their fourth album called Fair Warning, and the one with Unchained on it, if you want to listen to that. Did I send that? I'm not sure I did.
No, you did not.
Okay, well, Unchained.
But if you want to listen to it.
Yeah, you can find
it. It's a great one.
Unchained and Mean Street and Push Comes to Shove. But it was really before they hit it really big. And I didn't realize that was only their fourth, or that it was already their fourth album.
I think the album that I really kicked into Van Halen was Diver Down.
Yeah.
That was probably the one
that
I got the most of.
Well, I read this story today. I had forgotten this, so I went down several rabbit holes on this today.
You were trying out. You had time.
Yes. Remember the story from 2016? Of Kim Kardashian getting robbed in her hotel in Paris when her bodyguard wasn't there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it was a group of five armed robbers who dressed as police, and they broke into her hotel room. They told the night concierge they had to get in there, and since they were dressed as police, he showed them where the room was. Well, they go in, they tie her up, they put her in the bathroom, and made off with $6 million worth of jewelry.
Wasn't there a whole big thing that they thought that whole thing was a scam?
Yes. Well, here's what happened. The trial actually began yesterday. Apparently, things don't move quickly in Paris either.
Yesterday. Wow.
And there are 10 suspects who are in their 60s and 70s.
Wow.
It's one of them is a woman. The rest are men. There were more defendants, but one passed away, and the other one isn't fit to stand trial.
So you're too old. This is like a Joe Biden thing. You're too old to stand trial.
They caught these people who had lengthy records. They caught them through DNA they left on the zip ties used to tie her up. And apparently the French are referring to them as the granddad robbers. Wow. Now, this trial is supposed to run through late May, and they just have, I guess they must have gotten together and said, let's do one last job. She's here. Because $4 million of that was her ring from Kanye West. They were married at the time. But to travel with that much jewelry that's worth that much, how does your bodyguard leave? And then, I mean, the timing on that makes you go, hmm.
Well, Dash on the live feed was asking, was it a hotel worker that was involved?
Yes.
Okay.
And I don't know. That wasn't part of the story, Dash. I don't know if that was actually a thing. But I remember hearing just briefly about this at the time. Oh, and they showed her come. But I didn't realize it was five old men.
I didn't either.
Who broke in and zip-tied her. And I don't know how the woman was involved. Was she just walking around the room gathering stuff? How it got to nine people is unclear.
The geriatric robbery.
Yeah, it's granddad robbers.
Granddad robbers.
Sounds like
it's
a movie.
Crazy. It does sound like a movie, Fred.
Morgan Freeman's going to be in that one.
Oh, my gosh. And Kim, apparently, because I don't care about Kim Kardashian, but she is going to fly and testify because she actually thought, oh, my gosh. She couldn't tell the age. I'm sure they had those police uniforms on. She thought, oh, my goodness, this is it.
I'm going to be raped and killed and left to the bathroom. Nope, they were just pulling another job to get the jewelry.
They would have need Viagra to be able to do that, it sounds
I mean,
like. Hey!
Okay, okay, you know the Minecraft movie is a thing. Yes?
I didn't, but I'll go with you.
Oh, it is, Fred. Yes, Ethan, yes. Jack Black, who is in the movie, just broke a record on the Billboard Hot 100 for the quickest song, the shortest one to land on the chart, in just 34 seconds. Now, I have listened to this multiple times because I kind of love it. All right, it's called Steve's Lava Chicken from a Minecraft movie. Check this out.
That's the sound of sizzling. Mm-hmm. Smell that smell. La 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 lava. Chicken. Steve's Lava Chicken. Yeah, it's tasty as hell. Ooh, mamacita, now you're ringing the bell. Crispy and juicy, now you're having a snack. Ooh, super spicy, it's a lava attack.
I could not love that more. What? I cannot explain it to you. Fred, did you like it?
I loved it, but I had no idea what they were doing.
Yeah, you got to watch it on YouTube to see. Well, here's what happened. Jack Black, and I have no idea. I've never played Minecraft. I have zero idea. I just watched the video. He said, have you ever tried lava chicken? So he pours lava over a chicken. That's what kills it. That's when, and then you tear it apart and eat lava chicken.
So how it works in the game is, you know, there's little animals that bounce around the place. There's pigs, there's chickens, and you hit the chicken with like a sword or an axe, and it dies. But you can't eat the chicken until it's cooked. So how you do that is you pour either fire or lava on it, and that turns into cooked chicken. You eat that, and it gets your health up.
Okay, that's how thank you for that, Ethan, because I watched that today and loved it and had zero reference point.
Why am I feeling there's going to be a new chicken restaurant in the city called Steve's Lava Chicken?
I'm surprised there's not already, honestly.
I think it's coming.
I mean, that song is fantastic. I've listened to it multiple times. And then that brought me to the 10 quickest songs, and then I thought, well, we don't have time for that. How about the 5 quickest songs to land on the Hot 100 chart? That is now number 1 at 34 seconds. Number 2 is Beautiful Trip by Kid Cudi. I'm not sure how to say that.
That's Kid Cudi. Kid Cudi.
37 seconds. And then this ridiculousness is the third one.
I have a pen, I have an apple, apple pen, I have a pen,
what?
I have pineapple, pineapple pen,
what?
Apple pen, pineapple pen.
Okay.
Okay.
This thing. I'm sorry, Fred. Go ahead.
Sue, start this over for him again. What are the? These are like the shortest
songs.
Shortest songs.
Fred,
to chart.
To chart that thing. That PPAP pen pineapple apple pen was somehow on the Billboard Hot 100.
Really?
Wow.
Explain that to me.
When?
It's ridiculous. It doesn't say when, but it's 45 seconds long, and I think that we probably shortened it because I couldn't take it.
I think Dash is making fun calling it Gen Z music.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey.
Number 4 of
Don't
the
tie
shortest...
me to that.
I know. The number 4 song was Little Boxes by the Women Folk, a minute 2, and then Deck the Halls by Nat King Cole, which
what?
Is a minute 6. That thing's only a minute 6.
Interesting.
He just did the first. He just did the chorus.
I guess so. Yeah.
Oh my gosh! Now I'm gonna have to listen to Steve's Lava Chicken again. I love it so much.
All I could think of, Deck the Halls, is the Christmas story. You know, wet bells of Bali, ba ba ra 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 ra.
Oh, that's right.
Sorry, that's in my head now.
I understand.
La, 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 lava.
Oh, I cannot help it. It's just it. Jack Black, I love anyway.
Steve,
okay.
Lava Chicken. Oh.
3 teens in India have invented a salt-powered refrigerator that does not need electricity. And I tried to understand how this works. Apparently, it uses salt salts that pull heat from their environments when they dissolve in water. And the idea is they can help transport things or medical supplies, whatever you need in rural areas. And they won the 2025 Earth Prize of $12,500 and a plan to test 200 units in certain hospitals. But I thought that was impressive. Three teenagers in India.
That doesn't seem like enough money, in my opinion.
It doesn't.
$12,500.
You know, a dollar really stretches
you,
in India.
You know when you're throwing in the 500 that it's not that great. Listen, I'm not saying I wouldn't be thankful for $12,500, but this seems like a pretty magnificent creation.
Speaking as someone who's running for office, I would take $12,500.
Okay,
yes.
All right. Well,
you know what, Ethan, you're right about that 500. But I don't think they expect anything great. You know, maybe they say, oh, teenagers throughout the world, good luck to you. And they send out stuff that's not that great. And then somebody hits a home run and you're like, oh, crap, all we have here is 12,500.
I would love to see how that works.
This gives hope to every high school student that has to go to the science fair.
Yeah. No kidding.
And come up with an idea.
Hey, there's cash. You could win something here.
Exactly. And finally, in Sue's news, we have today's random fact. I have so many of these. Okay. How about this? Benjamin Harrison was elected president in 1888. Now, he was the first U.S. president to have electricity in the White House.
Oh.
So this is a really huge deal. It's 1888. He's got electricity, but he never touched the light switches because he was afraid of getting electrocuted. And there you have it. That's it for
funny
Sue's news. He was terrified of them.
The leader of the free world.
That's right.
He's afraid to go. That's fascinating.
Hey, by the way, Chris F. came back and said the Kim Kardashian story, we could make that movie and call it Ocean's 88.
Well, that's a good point, too. You're right. They did use it. Well, yeah, it's really similar.
Where do you think they got the idea? Hollywood movies. That's where all the good stuff comes from. Sue, thank you so much.
Of course.
Fred, I still want to talk more about how this whole Pope thing works. I'm intrigued. So I want to know more about that as we go forward.
Sounds good.
In the next segment, since it is Tuesday, and I guess this is a thing now, where we do phone calls on Tuesday?
Telephone Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Telephone Tuesday. So we want to know from you, what do you think is Donald Trump's biggest accomplishment in the first 100 days? So we want to find out from you on the other side. Let us know what you think. So think about that and then give us a call in just a little bit. Are we calling 314-241-9797? That's 314-241-9797 or toll free 866-455-9797. St. Louis is home for conservative talk. Mike Elam for Mark Reardon today on 97.1 FM Talk. It's the Mark Reardon Show. Mike Elam sitting in for Mark today. I'm laughing because I'm looking at Ethan going, hey, are you going to play one of those things? He's like, no, just talk. I'm like, okay. Annoyed party of one. There you go. I appreciate that. Hey, we're talking all about Donald Trump's first 100 days. What do you see as the biggest accomplishment that he has done so far? Dawn is on line one. Dawn, what do you got to say about what is Trump's biggest thing over the first 100 days?
Well, I think Doge and what they're uncovering. I know it's Elon Musk, but it's at Trump's beckoning. And I wasn't expecting all of what they're revealing, the kind of money that's just been fraudulently pilfered out of our economy. It's mind-blowing.
Is there anything that comes to mind that you go, wow, that's something that he found? I really didn't expect something like that to happen.
The Social Security scams with people over 100 years old and babies collecting.
There's just so many of those examples that they keep coming back to. Now, Don, were you like me that I had heard the media talk about Elon Musk's team was a bunch of these, you know, 20-somethings. It seemed like it was a bunch of college kids who were smoking weed, drinking beer, and looking for savings. And then when they had that special where I guess it was Brett Baer sat down with him and his team was just rock stars in the tech world who were going through all that. Did that surprise you of who his team was?
I kind of heard bits and pieces. I didn't see that particular interview, but I saw bits and pieces. And no, it doesn't surprise me. I have children and grandchildren, and they're just geniuses. This is, you know, they don't know cursive, but they know computers. They know, you know, coding. It's just a different generation.
Well, Dawn, I appreciate you calling in. Be careful. It sounds like you're driving.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Thanks very much. If you want to get in, the phone number is 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797. Love to know what you think. It's interesting. If you take Brett Hume, who was our first guy, this is Brett Hume's take, his assessment of Donald Trump's first 100 days.
It has been off to perhaps the fastest start of any we've ever seen. He was doing everything, everywhere, all at once, and doing that on the strength of a slender but convincing victory. So it's an ambitious agenda such as we've never seen.
It's funny when you listen to everybody's take. Everybody's got a little different take on this as to what they think was the big thing. Steve Doocy was actually in Michigan because that's where the president is right now. And he was talking to a crowd there in Michigan. He's cut number 7. Here's what the crowd had to say there.
Obviously, it's a crowd of Trump supporters, of course, but we can try to do a little poll. Who here thinks that the number one thing in the first 100 days is what Trump has done at the border?
Yeah!
Okay. Border. Now let's try it with tariffs.
Yeah!
And what's that?
Doge.
All right.
So Doge, she agrees with Dawn. Doge was the big thing. Steve is joining us. Steve, what do you think is the biggest thing of the first 100 days?
Well, I think he's made the Democrats continue to look foolish like they did before the election. That's why they lost it.
It's pretty funny.
One sidebar. You guys were talking about Missouri people registering their cars in Illinois. You have to own physical property in Illinois to register a car in Illinois if you live in Missouri.
So make sure
Mark Rudin knows that.
Oh, okay. So we were talking about that today.
I know. Yeah, no, he made the Democrats continue to run around like chicken with their heads cut off like they did before the election.
It's funny. He's really got the Democrats to take some positions that you never thought they would take before. I remember the Democrats were the ones who were all in favor of EVs, and we all needed to drive electric cars. Remember that, Steve?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And now they don't want you to drive electric cars. If you drive electric cars, you are from the devil. The electric cars are evil, and Elon Musk is horrible. It seemed like they used to love it.
It's amazing. Everything the Democrats stand for is bad for the country. I can't believe the public can eat that up.
Steve, we appreciate the call. Thanks for listening. Donna is online, too. Donna, what say you?
I am most concerned about how he's managed to tick off all of our allies. So I would say that he's kind of destroyed part of our reputation at this point.
So where do you think that's going to go, Donna?
I'm sorry.
Where do you think that's going to go?
Sorry. Hello?
Hey, are you still there? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry. What was your question?
So, Donna, you think that he's ticking off all of our allies. Where do you think that's going to go? Where do you think that's going to end up?
Well, you know, that's my concern. I mean, we've always supported each other. Everybody's had their back. And he has managed to annoy people and scare people. And it's kind of disheartening just because I used to be proud to be an American. And now, you know, we're getting such a reputation that I really don't think it's deserved just because it's that one man. But everybody is not happy with the Americans. And can they depend on them? And that's what I always thought is that they can depend on us.
Well, I appreciate you calling in. It's good to have your opinion. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
So the Canadian-appointed new prime minister, Dash was talking about, is becoming more military strong. So he's making Canada build up their military. I think it's interesting of how he's getting all these different countries to do things that you never would have seen them do before. All of a sudden, they're taking positions and they're doing things that if you just kept cruising the way we were cruising, there was never going to be any change. I don't know what's going to happen with these tariffs. Obviously, none of us do. But I think it's interesting that Trump is bringing to the forefront something that a lot of us never really thought about before. At least I didn't think about it. I didn't know how many other countries around the world had all these tariffs against us. And to Donna's point, she says we're ticking off our allies. I didn't know how much our allies were taking advantage of us. I had no idea the tariffs that Canada had on the United States. I had never heard about those tariffs before. I didn't know how many tariffs Europe had on the United States. Talking about the fact that if you see a Chevy in Germany, it will be the first one. Germany has so many tariffs against American automakers that Americans do not sell cars in Germany. They just make them so unaffordable that they've never been there. What's wrong with leveling the playing field? What's wrong with what he's doing and saying, hey, you know what? I'll drop my tariffs if you drop yours. And I'm going to match you dollar for dollar on tariffs. If you want to put 20% on my goods, I'll put 20% on yours. We haven't done that before. And the question I would say is, why haven't we? Why haven't we tried to level the playing field? And even if he doesn't get to a 0-0, at least if he gets them to lower, I'd say that's a win. Anything you can do that's going to promote American business and create more markets for American goods is going to be good for American taxpayers. We're going to have revenue coming in. I don't know this whole thing that he's floated lately. I guess yesterday he started floating this in talking about the fact that we have so much revenue that's coming in from these new tariffs that he's put in. We're going to be able to get rid of income tax. Like, seriously? I don't know if that's going to happen, but it gets back to what we talked about before. Trump is always swinging for the fences. And I come back to the fact of, even if a guy doesn't hit a home run, a lot of times he's like the, Ethan will appreciate this, he's kind of the Matt Carpenter of tariffs. He's just double, 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 double. Remember when Matt Carpenter just kept, he was like the double machine.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept just hitting double, 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 double. Anytime you could stretch a single to a double, that's a win for your team. And I think Donald Trump is doing that on a regular basis. You don't have to hit a home run every time, but by golly, he sticks them in the gap on a regular basis just to beat this analogy to death. And he's getting us there. We're going to take a break real quick and then come back. I got, who do I have on the other line?
Matt on the line.
Matt, hang tight with me. We will catch you on the other side. It's Mike Elam in for Mark Reardon on Telephone Tuesday on 97.1 FM Talk. Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today. Matt's been holding on the line. Matt, we appreciate your patience. What do you think is the top accomplishment for Trump in the first 100 days?
Well, heck, right now I don't know if I need new siding, go to a healthcare clinic, or is my foundation crumbling?
Oh my God, right now. It's Matt Swanson. If I would have known, I would have hung up on you a long time ago. Hey, Matt is the county councilman in St. Charles with me. So, how are you, man?
Here's the thing. I'm doing well, and I love listening to you and everything else, driving home and all this traffic. When we look at Trump's greatest accomplishment, I think it's something that no one's really talked about yet.
What's that?
He has no fear. He has no fear. He is only there literally for maybe another 3 years, because the last year is going to be somebody else running. So he can do things that no president in modern day history has ever done. We've never had a non-consecutive president in the modern era. So he's able to do everything that every politician would love to do. Go in there and change it up. And I love what Trump is doing, just shaking it up and finding a new direction.
There is an awful lot to be said about the fact of, when you are a politician, and Dick Durbin is getting ready to run into this in Illinois, when you are a politician that is never going to run for re-election again, or never going to run for another office, it is very freeing. You can be whoever you truly want to be. And you can take positions on things that normally it would be the kiss of death of your political career. But you're like, I'm not running anymore, man. I can be whoever I want to be. And you'll see that with an awful lot of politicians at every level. Once they decide, I'm not going to run anymore, I'm not going to be up for re-election, man, you'll hear them say some things that you're like, really? I can't believe you just said that. And they're like, why? So, Matt, when you look at everything that he's done so far, Is it the border? Is it tariffs? Is it the economy? Is it all these income deals that are coming in? I mean, $5.3 trillion in new investment that has been promised to the United States. What do you think is number one?
And I think you said in the previous, before the break, the tariffs. Americans have been basically just completely blindsided by the amount the other countries are charging us. And why? We go back to the great communicator Ronald Reagan. Why didn't he ever bring up these things? I mean, you know, the border, that's always been Trump's thing. And I appreciate what he's done. All the people coming in or trying to come in, they know it's closed down. And Holman is probably one of the best individuals to be in charge of border security. Love the guy to death. But the tariffs, you were talking about it. Why are we not fighting back? How come nobody has ever fought back against this, Republican or Democrat? And I am so happy Trump has brought this up, put it in the forefront. Now, are we going to pay a little bit more in the future?
Maybe. Yes.
In his conversation that you, I don't know if you saw or heard today because you've been on the radio, with Jeff Bezos. Bezos was going to put like the amount of, you know, hike of each project or product because of the tariffs. He's now decided not to do that.
I saw that. Hey, Matt, I got to let you run because I want to get Jim in here real quick, but thank you for calling. Hey,
all right, talk to you later.
Thanks, man. Jim on line two. Jim, I got about 30 seconds. What's your number one?
My number one is that Trump brought leadership back to the world. You know, the United States is kind of the leader, and having Biden, and if we had four more years of a Biden-like presidency, the world would have been in chaos, and it wouldn't matter how good our economy was. So I think his leadership in the world has been the number one thing that's really changed.
Jim, I think you're spot on, man. Thank you very much for that call. I appreciate it. I agree with him as well. Pete Hegseth was talking about that earlier today when they were at the airbase in Michigan. And he was talking about the fact that the reason why they're up so much on military recruiting is people know that they have a leader in the White House now. My name is Mike Elam, sitting in for Mark Reardon today. We are going to talk with Dwayne Patterson on the other side on 97.1 FM Talk.